Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In today's episode, we interview Laura Wood, the Executive Director of Kids in a New Groove. They are the only nonprofit in the U.S. focused on providing music mentorships to kids in foster care. Kids in a New Groove are celebrating their 10th anniversary, and we learn all about the amazing things that they're doing to serve the foster care community in Austin, Texas.
Laura shares with us in detail on how Kids in a New Groove was founded, as well as how they operate in finding their students and mentors. Laura talks about how she was drawn to the organization 6 years ago, and with the help of her team and community, has been able to exponentially grow the program. She also shares with us a story about one of their students and how the program is reshaping his life and future. This is such a unique organization to get involved with, and we really enjoyed our conversation with Laura. So without further ado, this is our interview with Laura Wood, the Executive Director of Kids in a New Groove.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about Kids in a New Groove and what needs you serve?
Yes, thank you so much for having me today. Kids in a New Groove, we provide Central Texas youth and foster care with a committed one-on-one mentoring relationship through free weekly private music lessons. And through this, we're able to give our students the ability to really build those concrete strategies for success in life.
That's amazing. You're connecting music and really making an impact with these kids. I think it's such a unique idea. How did Kids in a New Groove come to be?
So at Kids in a New Groove, we've been around now for 10 years. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, which we're extremely excited about. And it really came about through a need that our founder saw. She used to be an attorney in the juvenile courts here in Austin, Texas. And through that, she worked with a lot of kids in foster care and saw that they really needed so much more than what they were getting. And so we originally actually were founded as Kids in New Digs, where she really wanted to provide those immediate needs for the kids. And after really about 3 years, Kids in a New Groove rebranded as Kids in a New Groove. And really, in order to give that lifelong opportunity for these kids, you know, there's so many wonderful nonprofits out there that serve the immediate needs when a kid comes into foster care, you know, providing them clothing and toothbrushes and just those basic needs that you don't think about. And she really, her vision with our organization is to create that lasting impact that they have something through music and through their mentor that they're paired with that they can utilize really the rest of their lives, even whenever they age out of foster care or leave foster care.
That is awesome. I love what you guys are doing. I'm passionate about music myself. I grew up playing the drums, the guitar. And if I lived in Austin, I would want to be a mentor. So how do you find...
We would want you.
I'm just curious, how do you find your music mentors?
Yeah, so we really work with a lot of the music community. And Austin, we are very blessed here to have such an awesome, supportive community in the musicians here and as well at the different music schools. And so we partner with a lot of organizations here, such as we have an Austin Music Foundation, different places like that that really allow us to reach more music mentors. And we call them music mentors instead of our music teachers in order to really focus on the mentorship side of it as well, so that our teachers aren't just teaching these kids music, they're teaching them life lessons mm-hmm. through the music. And so we partner with these wonderful organizations. Also, word of mouth, you know, once we have a music mentor paired with a student, they are also just as impacted through it as our students are. And so we also rely heavily on our current mentors to help us spread the word through the community and them speaking to their experiences and really getting to show other people how they have the opportunity to truly change a kid's life through music.
That's awesome. Like, there's no other words for it. How long did the mentorships really last? You know, once they're out of foster care, or, you know, is it just only a certain amount of months? What does that look like?
What we do whenever we're bringing on and recruiting mentors, we ask each of our mentors to commit to a minimum of 25 hours within a year. And so they're going weekly for 30 minutes to these lessons. And on average, we've found that our mentorship relationships last about 2 years, which is just so amazing. And we really get to see the depths of that. We don't ever end a relationship or stop it unless there's, you know, life reasons where a student moves on. Even whenever a kid ages out of foster care or is adopted or returns back to their biological homes, a lot of programs that work with foster youth stop at that time. But for us, that transition is such a crucial time for those kids when they need a mentor even more so. And so our mentors continue their lessons and meeting with them through those life changes. And so we've had, actually, our longest relationship is right at 7 years now.
Wow, that is too cool. So when a child comes into your program, do they get to choose what instrument they want to play?
Yes, they choose what they want, because our goal with this is something that they're going to have fun with, you know, and that will inspire them and that they want to learn more and be involved with their mentor. And so we offer really anything. We've had trombone, tuba,
wow.
Obviously our more popular instruments are guitar and voice, piano, drums, but we've also even done music production lessons for kids. And once we have students come in and let us know what they're interested in, that's when we really work to pair a mentor with that student and make sure it's a really good match. You know, because our mentors are going to the kids' homes to do the lessons. And that's really how we differ from other music nonprofits out there that work with underserved kids, is because kids in foster care move so often. I believe right now the average is that they move 6 to 9 times while they're in foster care.
Wow.
And if you can imagine moving 6 to 9 times, they're moving schools, they're moving away from friends that they've made, and it makes it really difficult for them to participate in these type of programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why our teachers go to the kids' homes to do these lessons.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Laura, this is a serious question. What instrument do you play?
I grew up taking voice lessons and piano lessons. And then actually when I started working at Kids in a New Groove a little over 6 years ago, I started taking guitar lessons just through a group here in Austin that's really amazing called Girl Guitar. And it's for women that take group guitar lessons. And so I went through the whole experience, actually, that our kids will go through of doing lessons, and then we had a recital at the end of it. So really, I put myself through all the ins and outs and those emotions that come with learning a new instrument and performing in front of people. And it was just really an awesome experience, and I got to learn how to play guitar.
Absolutely. I love it. That's great. How many students are in your program?
Right now we have 185 kids that we serve through 113 volunteer music teachers.
That's a lot of volunteers. That's a really good ratio.
Yeah, we work really hard to have that one-on-one relationship. Some of our teachers, as you can imagine, when a music mentor goes to a home, if there's other foster siblings, they get really excited and want to see, oh, they're having that one-on-one attention and they're learning how to play guitar. I also want that. And so a lot of times once a mentor starts teaching in a home, the siblings also start lessons pretty quickly after that as well. So we've been able to grow, man, just so exponentially in the past really 6 years. We have gone from 30 students and about 20 teachers to 185 students today and the 113 teachers. And really, to me, that speaks to the need of this program in the community. We're very lucky to be able to see one-on-one how our program truly affects these kids, you know, seeing them on stage or just seeing them interact with their mentors. They form such a bond. I mean, if you can imagine meeting weekly with someone for 2 years, there's no way that you don't become part of that family with the kids. And that's really, really something special. And you know, for me, that's what really drew me to Kids in a New Groove. My background actually is in foster care, and I was working at a foster care agency here in Austin. It's actually a national organization, but I heard about Kids in a New Groove and just really had to be involved with it. You know, music has been something to me that I am so passionate about. It's been something that I've relied on heavily throughout my life. Through good and bad times, and to be able to offer that to kids that have been through the trauma that they've been through and give them this opportunity. It's just been such an amazing journey and a journey of growth for the organization as well.
You used the word family when you said what, you know, you guys are building with the kids. And I think that's such a strong word, especially for foster kids. You know, they're always looking for something that's solid, something that is going to stick in their life. You know, that's exactly what you guys are doing, which is amazing. Can you share a success story?
Yeah, and there's so many amazing stories out there, you know, that we've been able to work. We've worked with over 650 kids since we started. But there's a few, you know, that stick out to me. And one really came about this past year. One of our students, Warner, he came into foster care when he was 15, which is a really hard time. He grew up living with his father, and his father was a drug addict, unfortunately, and was struggling with issues of addiction, and ended up being placed with his mom. And his mother, unfortunately, passed away from a heart attack, and thing after thing, and traumatic event after traumatic event. And he was placed into foster care, and his caseworker actually learned just from meeting with him that he loved playing drums, that the snare was something that he really was drawn to, that he had family roots of, I think it's his uncle that played drums, and so that's something that he really connected with. So he was about a year ago enrolled in Kids in a New Groove, and we matched him with his music mentor, who goes out to his home every week, and he just really took to the drums. And he's a junior right now in high school, and we're working with him because he wants to go to college for percussion. And so we actually were able to surprise him earlier this year in partnership with Spirit Airlines. And we were able to surprise him with free college airfare to visit schools, for just college visits, for the interviews, for move-in, whatever he wants, in order to take that that obstacle away from him. And being able to share that with him and get him excited about going to college and helping him see that his dreams are possible, you know, that's the essence of what Kids in a New Groove is. His response was one of my favorites, was that, you know, he didn't even really think that college was possible, but especially something that's outside of Austin. He's never really even traveled outside of Austin, and so being able to have this opportunity and seeing that someone does believe in him and actually knows and believes that he can do or achieve his goals means the world to him. And being able on our end, being able to give that to him and see the excitement in his eyes and open up these possibilities for him.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that story. It is inspiring, and it's amazing that you're able to open up those doors for Warren, and bravo to Spirit Airlines for donating those flights so that Warren can follow his dream of going to college. You mentioned earlier that Kids in a New Groove is celebrating your 10th anniversary. Congratulations, that is amazing. What would you say are Kids in a New Groove's biggest challenges moving forward?
I would say that some of our biggest challenges are the balancing of recruitment and mentors. We're always in need of new music mentors for our students, as we really want to make sure that it is a good fit. And we are pretty careful in that selection. We look at location, since our volunteers are driving to the homes. We want to be very cognizant that our teachers aren't driving far in traffic, which, as Austin's expanding, so is the time of traffic. But we also are very cognizant of diversity in our mentors as well, which can be challenging at times, because we want our students to have a mentor that they can culturally relate to as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on that in the next 3 to 5 years of really expanding that that idea and that concept of making sure that our students have a mentor that is the same gender as them or same ethnicity as them, and someone that can be that positive influence for them through these times that they're just trying to navigate through life and figure out how to cope with their traumas. And so I would say mentor recruitment is one of our biggest challenges. Even though we do have a plethora of mentors, we want to make sure that we continue to have that growth so that we can meet the need with our students.
Are there any plans to offer Kids in a New Groove outside of Austin? Maybe Houston, Texas, just saying.
Well, we are actually working on that idea right now. We're going through our next strategic planning session right now for the next 3 years and really looking at that because we've seen such a success with our program, and it still blows my mind that we are the only one like ours in the United States. And so being able to see exactly the impact that we've made here in Austin and surrounding cities, I want to spread it to other areas, and because those kids deserve it just as much. And so we're in the works. One thing that I'm always cognizant of is making sure that we don't expand too soon, which mm-hmm. is why we haven't at this point. We want to make sure that when it does happen, that these kids are set up for success and the mentors are set up for success as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes total sense. How can people get involved with Kids in a New Groove?
The easiest way is to go to our website at kidsinanewgroove.org, and you can find all the different ways to get involved, whether that's becoming a music mentor or donating instruments. We're always looking for instruments. We provide all of our students, when they come into the program, with what we call a loaner instrument, and most of those come through community donations. And then we also have a rewards program for our student. And so after about 10 months of weekly lessons and meeting their goals, they can earn a brand new instrument. So we rely heavily on community donations, and then also financial donations, so that we can reward our students for the goals that they meet. And all of that information can be found on our website, and you can also sign up for our monthly newsletter on our website as well. It gives information on things that are happening with our program and events that we're throwing as well. And then always social media on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, the most up-to-date information as well.
Laura, thank you so much for spending time with us today and sharing all about Kids in a New Groove. We really appreciate your time, and we look forward to following Kids in a New Groove and seeing all the great things that you do in the future.
And keep us in mind for when you open up to Houston. Tim is super excited about being
Absolutely.
A mentor.
Absolutely.
He was part of a band back
and
in the day.
I really appreciate you guys having me on. You know, we have such ambitious goals with these kids, and we can't do it without community partners and people like you guys supporting us. And so I'm always thankful for anyone that helps us get the word out about our mission.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.